Light of the Bhagavat, verse 36. With the progress of the autumn season, the moist earth and muddy places begin to dry up, and the green vegetation begins to fade. This drying up and fading resembles the gradual disappearance of the false sense of affinity and ego. Progress in cultivating the human spirit entails the gradual disappearance of the materialistic ego. Covered by ignorance, passion, and so-called goodness, the spirit soul thinks him or herself to be all in all, and is thus covered by a false sense of ego. Thus, one falsely identifies the soul with the body, and so one's bodily relations with material things become the objects of one's attraction. This false identification and attraction for matter gradually dry up and fade away by success in the cultivation of the human spirit. And that is the effect of such higher cultivation. Progress in spiritual culture brings about the disintegration of false ego and material attraction. The ultimate goal of cultivating the human spirit is God realization and surrender unto God with a full sense of His all-pervasive nature. When a liberated soul thus surrenders unto the lotus feet of the all-pervading Godhead, the ocean of nescience becomes as insignificant to one as the water in the small hoof print of a calf. At once, one becomes eligible to be promoted to the spiritual kingdom, and he or she has nothing to do with this miserable land of the material world. Cultivation of the human spirit is not, therefore, merely an adjustment of materialistic anomalies. Rather, it is the process for preparing oneself to be promoted to the spiritual kingdom. No one can adjust the sufferings of material existence, but by spiritual culture, one can elevate oneself from the effects of such miserable life. As an example, one may cite the condition of a dry coconut. The dry coconut pulp automatically becomes separated from its outer skin, and similarly, the outer skin, or the gross and subtle material coverings of the soul, automatically separate from the spirit soul, and then the spirit soul can exist in spiritual existence, even though apparently still within the dry skin. This freedom from the false sense of ego is called the liberation of the soul.
Nikunjayuno pratite siddhyai yayali biyukti apekshaniya tatrati dakshad ati valabhasya vande guru sri Charanaravindam Nikunjayuno Rotikeli Siddhyai Yayali Viyukti Apekshaniya Tatrati Dakshyat Atibalabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Nikunja Yuno Pratikeli Siddhyan Yayali Viyukti apekshaniya. Tatrati dakshad ati valavasya. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam.